This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're excited to bring you a special update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan from Rome during his ad limita visit. By canon law, bishops, the successors of the apostles, pilgrimage to visit the tombs of the apostles every 5 years. Today, Bishop Brennan will give us an update on his special day, which includes an audience with Pope Francis and the bishops from Ohio and Michigan. Welcome, Your Excellency.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. It's good to be in touch with everyone through St. Gabriel Radio.
You must be on cloud nine. Tell us all about what happened with Pope Francis.
Well, certainly today is the high point of the ad limita visit. We had the chance to visit with the Holy Father, and Pope Francis has done this in a way that's very different from times before. So he meets with us as a group. So there are about 17 of us. There are 17 of us traveling from Ohio and Michigan. He greeted the priest who accompanied us, and then he had us sit down. He spent well over 2 hours, 2.25 hours with us, and just opened it up for general discussion. It was profound. It was profound to see. First of all, his style of conversation, it was just an open conversation among brothers, but also to experience his deep concern for the local churches. He started off the conversation by saying that this is important, that we have this time, that this is his way of being connected to the people in our own diocese, that it's a way that he could be close by talking about those, our local churches, one-on-one. So he felt especially close to the people of Columbus and all the dioceses in Ohio and Michigan today.
You said he spoke to you as brothers in Christ. It kind of gives me the picture of the apostles talking after they went out into the different areas of the world and they got back together. Did you have that same feeling?
Yes, that's a good image, exactly. You know, that we, yesterday when we met with Cardinal Ouellette, one of the things he said is go back to the vocation, and our vocations begin in Mark chapter 2, where the disciples were called to be with Jesus. And so, in a sense, through the Holy Father, Peter called us back to be with Jesus, just to renew ourselves and then to prepare for mission once again.
Pope Francis has spoken so beautifully about joy and hope. Was that something you heard today?
Very much so. In fact, those were direct messages that that he gave. He used those precise words. So, you know, we each had a chance, and in no particular order, just to speak to him from our own hearts and ask any questions, make any comments, or just share the experience of our church. So I spoke a little bit. I said, first of all, as I knew I would, I said, thank you for sending me to Columbus. I was very grateful for that, to be with all of the good people in the church in Columbus. But then, you know, I told him that we have wonderful people, wonderful priests and religious, and deacons, and just great, great parishes, people who are so alive, on fire with the gospel. And I said, but at the same time, we have people, all of us, doing the best that we can, but sometimes with great struggles. And I told him about some of the struggles about life in Ohio, some situations where people can easily lose hope, where it's easy to feel isolated. I spoke about some of the crises, like the drug crisis and the reality of human trafficking and some of the poverty that exists. And I said, and then people are just doing the best they can. And so I thanked him for his messages of hope and in the joy of the gospel particularly. And he echoed that. He spoke about how we need to help to dry each other's tears and keep walking forward and know that Jesus is walking with us. So he gave a message of hope that Jesus is always walking with us. And then at the end, he said, when we asked him about a message for our people, he said, please tell people that the Pope encourages them. I want to encourage people. He says, I encourage you. I encourage you. Stay close to God. walk forward. Oh, let's walk forward together as a church. And he said, let's walk forward and keep our eyes on Jesus, keep our eyes on Mary, and do so with a sense of joy and hope. Those were his exact words.
Did you feel the Holy Spirit in that conversation?
Well, now that you mention it, yes. Indeed, yes. And in a very relaxed way. I mean, like I said, it was a two-hour conversation, more than 2 hours, that he spent with us. So he was very, very generous with his time. And and then, so there was no sense, it can't be formal for that long.
Yeah.
So, but as you get into a conversation like that, you do become somewhat relaxed. And there was a sense of a bond of the Holy Spirit pulling us together so that we're all in this together and that the Lord is really among us, that the Holy Spirit, it's the bond of the Holy Spirit that connects us.
You're listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan, and he's discussing his visit with Pope Francis today, along with 17 other bishops from Ohio and Michigan. Did you have an opportunity to ask Pope Francis any questions?
I didn't have too many questions. I did it more by way of that exhortation of appreciation, and just ask that he continue that we need that. He did talk to us a little bit about our priest. He encouraged us as bishops to stay close to our priest, and in turn to encourage them. We spoke about some of the. As a group, we spoke about some of the struggles that we face because of the loss of Christian values in the world today. And we spoke about some of the challenges that we face as a church and his key responses that we walk through things together and we keep looking to the Lord for his help and encourage each other along the way.
So I have a zinger for you. I was at the supper table last night with my high school daughter, and I had asked her, what kind of questions would you have if you were speaking to Bishop Brennan? And her question was, does he like him? Does he like the Pope?
Very much so. That's a good question. Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. We did talk about this a little bit. If you read some of the press, you would think there was a great divide, and yet we assured him of our affection for him and our appreciation, and he in turn assured us of his, and he says he knows that we love him. He knows that he says, I know you love Peter, the office of Peter, the office of the Pope, which is true, but he knows that we love him and we appreciate the encouragement that he gives us constantly.
I can't help but think that you have a new appreciation for the apostolic faith, the one holy Catholic apostolic church.
That's what we lived this week in a very profound way, one holy Catholic and apostolic. We here on the foundation of the apostles, we're celebrating our unity as one, as the call to holiness, and Catholic meaning universal, Catholic for everyone. So those marks of the church, yes, we're living in a very profound way these days. We started this morning, by the way, at the, you talk about one holy Catholic church, we started this morning at the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the Lateran Cathedral, which is one of the prime churches here in Rome. In fact, we celebrate the dedication of the Lateran Church even when it falls on a Sunday. It's a sign of our unity as one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. It's the Cathedral Church of Rome, and it's one of the earliest basilicas, and it's a place where we express that unity. So yesterday, celebrating at the Tomb of the Apostle Peter, we went back to those apostolic roots. Today was a connection on unity.
Any places of prayer within the Basilica of St. John Lateran that that you can tell our listeners about?
Well, I can say... There's a beautiful mosaic and some beautiful things that call your attention to prayer. To be honest with you, my prayer this morning, we had Mass in one of the side chapels. And we had some time for prayer after. And I just prayed very quietly in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, just to be near the Lord. It was, so that's one of my favorite spots in the Lateran Cathedral.
Bishop Brennan, we so appreciate these daily updates from Rome during your ad limina visits. Anything else to share with our listeners before we end with the prayer?
Just know that I am praying for you these days, and particularly for those who are suffering. I heard a story about a tragic accident in Columbus involving some of our parishioners, our young parishioners. And please know that I'm one in prayer with you, even though a little bit distant right now. And that as I come here, I come here carrying the prayers of all the people of the Diocese of Columbus. And I appreciate your goodness and your love of the Lord, which inspires me. So we'll be together again soon. And please do keep praying.
And Bishop Brennan, would you like to end with a prayer?
Let us call upon the prayers of our Blessed Mother. One of the prayers of Advent, calling on Mary, the gate of heaven and star of the sea. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, gate of heaven, star of the sea, assist your people who have fallen, yet strive to rise again. To the wonderment of nature, you bore your Creator, yet remained a virgin after as before. You, who received Gabriel's joyful greeting, have pity on us poor sinners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You're listening to our wonderful Bishop, Bishop Robert J. Brennan, from his trip, ad limina trip to Rome. And today he spoke about hope, joy, and our struggle together in unity. Let us join together today in our own personal prayer for Bishop Brennan and Pope Francis. And we'll speak to you tomorrow. Is that right, Bishop Brennan?
That is right. I will be in touch tomorrow. This afternoon, we have a meeting at the Congregation for the Clergy. Tomorrow I'll have some meetings in the morning. We don't have Mass until the evening. We'll be at St. Paul outside the walls tomorrow. So we'll be at the Basilica of St. Paul tomorrow, but that'll be after we talk.
Well, let us all bring the joy of the gospel to those we meet today.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.